Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 41 degrees under sunny skies. Today is Wednesday, April 30th, 2014. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. The parent company of Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air has announced strong earnings for the first quarter of the year. The airline group's CEO said he expects good results for the rest of 2014 as well, notwithstanding growing competition from Delta Airlines on Alaska's home turf. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Delta is dramatically ramping up its Seattle operations to build a new hub city oriented toward the Pacific Rim. Delta VP Glenn Howenstein says he's excited about the early returns.
We're off to a great start, and we have a lot more to go in Seattle.
Meanwhile, Wall Street analysts peppered Alaska Air Group CEO Brad Tilden with questions about the competitive threat during a quarterly earnings call. Tilden responds he's confident his airline's lower cost structure and loyal customer base will carry it through.
If we operate well, if we operate safely, if we operate on time, if we build alignment with our leadership team and our people, and we all go out there and offer a terrific service for the right fare, we think we're going to be okay.
Airline customers may benefit in the near term. The added competition keeps a lid on fares on contested routes. In addition, frequent flyers currently have a range of mileage promotions to compare and register for. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.
Plans are moving ahead for a multi-purpose dock at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, but the public can still play a large role in designing the final product. The Sawmill Cove Board convened a special meeting Monday night in Harrigan Centennial Hall to review possible scenarios for the dock, which, for the moment, is intended to handle barge traffic. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The funding for the project comes from a statewide general obligation bond issued in 2012. Sitka's share is $7.5 million, about $6.25 million of which will be available to spend on actual construction once design and administrative fees have been taken out. The current plan is to build a sheet pile bulkhead about 300 feet long and include sufficient power and water to accommodate just about any foreseeable use, says Gary White, the executive director at Sawmill Cove.
Having it basically get as much dock as we can that's going to fit the most uses, but also be set up for future development so we don't go, oh shoot, we should have a conduit here because we needed to put this in, have all that stuff done ahead of time, where we can then use this base infrastructure to build off to it if we do need to.
The aerial plan of the site includes a diagram of a large ocean-going freighter moored against pilings connected to the dock by a catwalk. White noted that adding deep water capabilities to the dock were not a part of this initial project. The possibility of docking cruise ships at Sawmill Cove has been the subject of ongoing controversy and even an Alaska Supreme Court case, but it was not a topic of this meeting. One member of the public, however, Marianne Peterson, urged the board to be thoughtful in the development of Sitka's waterfront.
I see our tide lines going away, being bought up, and I'm thinking way down the road, how much land will Sitka, our city, actually own? And that's a resource for us. And we have a lot of bills coming due for things that need to be done for our infrastructure. And if we sell off every last thing we have, are we shooting ourselves in the foot?
Board member Charles Horan made it clear that although other properties in the park were for sale, this dock was not.
That's why we have that attitude towards waterfront. Those tidelands, we don't want to truncate our access to make sure public has access over a long period of time for a variety of users. We don't want someone to buy that access and then shut their doors and we're keen to that.
The meeting was also part visioning session. The Sawmill Cove Board's regular meetings aren't typically well attended by the public, so White and his board were eager to hear ideas, especially from the fishing industry, about future development compatible with the dock. He asked for input about a potential work float and the location and size of a possible travel lift to haul out the largest seiners and tenders working in the region. The city has retained the firm of Moffitt and Nickel to do the engineering and design for the dock. Project manager Sean McFarlane outlined the scope and timetable for the work. He said a preliminary design will be ready for public review by mid-August, with additional planning complete in October and November. Construction of the Sawmill Cove Multipurpose Dock will begin in June of 2015. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
On a related issue, Sawmill Cove received a federal transportation grant to prepare a feasibility study for a marine service center at the park. That study is now complete. To find a link, visit our website, kcaw.org. Well, the community of Skagway remains cut off from ferry service as the state works to figure out why the dock sank late last week. Margaret Friedenauer reports from Haines.
Work is beginning to raise the ferry dock in Skagway after it sank Thursday morning, but state ferry service will likely not return to the community anytime soon. The State Department of Transportation contracted with Western Marine Construction to begin salvaging and repairing the state-owned Skagway ferry dock. The company moved two barges to the town over the weekend and plan on trying to refloat the dock on Tuesday or Wednesday. However, the dock will likely need repairs before it can start hosting Alaska Marine Highway ferries again, according to State DOT spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow.
You know, we'll know a lot more once we get the dock floated again and be able to assess the damage, and we'll be able to devise a plan from there.
Why the dock sank is still unknown, although Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer says there is a working theory having to do with the potable water supply to the dock.
So, essentially, we think we probably flooded the float and sank it that way, but we're not sure yet. We know we used a whole bunch of water, and it's not bubbling up in the street somewhere. That's a significant amount of water.
That leads city officials to think the potable water pipe may have burst under the dock, filling the floats and causing it to sink. The dock is a 120 by 160 foot platform that sits on 24 individual concrete chambers that float the structure. Mayor Schaefer compares the floating mechanism to a concrete ice cube tray. The potable water line runs through several of those chambers, hence the theory about flooding the compartments, he said. Woodrow says the state is aware of the theory Schaefer describes, but the state is not yet ready to say that is the official cause of the dock sinking. The state has suspended ferry service to the town until at least May 9th. Woodrow says none of the Skagway cruise ship docks or the small boat harbor are able to accommodate state ferries and vehicle and passenger traffic. Alaska Seaplanes and air excursions have added flights to Skagway while ferry service is suspended.
That report from Margaret Friedenauer in Haines. And Monday, April 28th, was Holocaust Remembrance Day, or Yom HaShoah. About 30 people gathered in Sitka's Totem Square in a light rain as St. Michael's Cathedral tolled its bells. Residents paid tribute to the victims of the Holocaust, but also remembered more recent genocides in Cambodia, Rwanda, and Bosnia, and spoke about the struggle to keep the vow that came out of the ashes of World War II. Never again. KCAW's Rachel Waldholtz was there and sent this audio postcard.
In the blueness of the sky and in the warmth of summer, we remember them. In the rustling of leaves and in the beauty of autumn, we remember them. In the beginning of the year and when it ends, we remember them. When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them.
Because we have endured genocide, we must be ever vigilant in preventing genocide from consuming any more souls. Never again means never again for any of God's children.
Genocide can happen. It can happen with people who watch television and movies and get out their iPads. And it isn't just 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago. It happens today.
My people did not go through the Holocaust. It is the absolute least that I can do as an ally to be standing here next to you all. And that for you all to know that this is my job. This is what I have taken on. It's to never not stand by you. To always be with you.
That was an audio postcard from Sitka's Observance of Holocaust Remembrance Day, featuring the voices of Toby Campbell, Elliot Brule, Annabelle Lund, and Phil Burdick. And that's all for Raven News for this morning. We're coming up on 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. You can listen to or read most Raven News stories again on our website, kcaw.org. To read comments on our stories on Facebook, click on the Facebook link. No registration or login is needed. And to have KCAW News headlines tweeted directly to your smartphone, tablet, or computer, click on the Twitter link. It is 41 degrees in downtown Sitka under sunny skies, despite the fact that the weather forecast calls for clouds and rain today in Sitka and Port Alexander. It also calls for cloudy skies and rain in most of our listening communities. If you're in Pelican, Elfin Cove, or Yakutat, however, the forecast calls for sunny skies. Temperatures today in the low to mid-50s. In Sitka and Port Alexander specifically, the forecast calls for a chance of rain mainly south of Sitka with highs around 53, north winds 10 miles per hour, becoming east in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain, lows around 41 and east winds 10 miles per hour. And decreasing clouds tomorrow with a slight chance of rain in the morning and highs around 59. I have one muskeg message for you. Port Alexander hens are looking for a Sitka rooster. You can call 907-568-2266. And if we take a quick look at the community calendar, which is online at kcaw.org, we see that registration opens today for the Alpine Adventure Run. It's limited to 75 participants, and the fee is $40. You can contact Chris Horan at 747-6471 for more information. Also coming up at noon today is a Sitka Chamber of Commerce luncheon, which will be held at the Westmark Sitka. The speaker is Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins. It's almost 8:01. This is KCAW Sitka. We're going to rejoin NPR's Morning Edition. I'll be back with you at 18 minutes after the hour with a live local interview with John DePilatis about the upcoming Sitka High School final concert. Good morning.